Leland Rooker writes, "Weed between the lines in the Boulder Weekly." He joins us here at KGNU Thursday mornings. This week, Leland, the big news, not just in Colorado, but indeed around the country, is the Dish versus Coates ruling. The Colorado Supreme Court saying even in states where medical marijuana is legal, a company can still fire an employee for off work hours drug use.
Exactly. Colorado Supreme Court on Monday dealt the final legal blow. This is the third court that it's been through, and you know, it was a man trying to keep his job after failing a random drug test, and this happened back in 2010. So this has been a 5-year ordeal for Brandon Coates, who's a quadriplegic. He has a medical marijuana card. He uses cannabis at home to help control leg spasms. He'd been a customer service representative of Dish Network until the drug test, for which he tested positive for THC, and he admitted to the company that he was a medical marijuana patient, showed him the card, and he said that he would continue because it was really helping, and they fired him. The company fired him. So Coates argued that under Colorado's lawful activities statute, which makes it illegal to discharge someone based on the employee's lawful outside of work activities, he was legally consuming medical marijuana off the job and therefore should not be fired. And the court ruled 6-0 that the definition of legal means state and federal. And that's just about as simple as you can make it.
This seems to be the ultimate example of federal law butting up against state's law in this realm of marijuana.
Oh, Maeve, you are so right. This is absolutely at the crux of that whole thing. It touches on how much control can a business have over its employees? You know, and for Coates, it's the end of a 5-year ordeal just to keep his job. And I think the added irony is that there was no indication that there was anything wrong with his performance.
Oh, on the contrary, I think he was an exemplary employee. I've heard reports that he maybe was late a couple of times, but there was no indication that he was impaired in any way on the job. This was very much, he was really a poster child for medical marijuana use, a quadriplegic, as you said, using marijuana medically for something that has been widely accepted by the medical community as being beneficial to, you know, the leg spasms that he was having as a result of the car accident he was in, and he is able to be fired. Is there any further legal recourse for him? Could this ultimately go to the Supreme Court?
It won't get out of the state, no. It won't go to the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, the obvious answer here is that companies should stop drug testing. People drug test just for marijuana. That's all they test for. You know, it's, well, you test positive for marijuana, so you can't work here. And I think the irony of that is that companies that do this, and these are mostly larger companies that do this, are cheating themselves out of so many good people. They're just cheating themselves out of an entire workforce. And, you know, if anybody wants to question that, you know, look at the tech workforce. They don't drug test in tech companies, and tech companies are not full of a bunch of slackers. I can tell you that for sure, because I worked for one for 5 years. So the whole thing is just so ludicrous. There is one thing that could happen, and that it could go back to the legislature. The legislature is really the legislature is in charge of writing the laws, and so the legislature would be the one who could change it. So I called Jonathan Singer, representative in Longmont, and here's what he said. This is an interesting way to look at what's happened over the last 5 years. He says the court is saying that it won't interpret something the legislature hasn't interpreted. I've been quiet on the issue to see what the courts were going to do. They're saying the legislature hasn't said anything, so why should we? I didn't want to introduce a bill while the case was pending and hope that the courts would deem it lawful. That didn't happen. So I think that even though Singer says that obviously there are a lot of obstacles to overcome when you get into drug testing, you know, companies should be able to to keep people who are impaired off of the job. That's an obvious thing. So there are, you know, definitely things that would have to be worked out. But I think that we will see this come to the legislature in the next session for sure.
So is there a loophole right now that's allowing companies to do this?
Well, legally, they can do whatever they want now. And that makes it really difficult for, I don't know, I didn't look up how many medical marijuana patients there are in Colorado with cards who are employed, But that means they're at risk of their job at a whim. And I think that's really, you know, that's something that really looks bad for our state as a state that, you know, passed Amendment 64 and has led the way sort of in making legalized marijuana work.
Well, in terms of marijuana use this week, you're also writing about some changes around school discipline, which is very closely related to marijuana use and possession in Colorado.
Yeah, I think this is good news. The state of Colorado is trying to obtain real data in its efforts to find out the effects the cannabis legalization has had on teenagers. And what this does, this is HB 151273, and it adds sexual assaults and the unlawful use of marijuana to the current list of conduct and discipline code violations that a school has to report as part of the safe school reporting requirements. The bad news is that they haven't been separating this out before.
So there's no baseline to see what happened prior to Amendment 64.
Exactly. And, you know, Representative Polly Lawrence told the AP that the state needs to find out what sort of impact legalization has had on our kids. Well, since the first report is due August 1, it'll be retroactive for 2013-2014 and 2014-2015. Those are going to be sketchy. Those are going to be sketchy data. And so the first really useful information won't come for a first couple of years, and better late than never, but it won't really reflect the impact of legalization. It will, you know, it can show us how many teenagers are using marijuana and stuff like that, but it can't really give us what we were looking for.
A before and after snapshot.
Exactly.
You can read about that and more in this week's Weed Between the Lines in the Boulder Weekly, and you can catch Leland Rucker Thursday mornings here at KGNU. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.